Did you hear? Did you hear what he said? Right up her ass. This time, Robert and Maurice acted the two parts, and Maurice's acting of the pig's efforts to avoid the advancing spear was so funny that the boys cried with laughter. At length, even this palled. Jack began to clean his bloody hands on the rock. Then he started work on the sow and paunched her, lugging out the hot bags of colored guts, pushing them into a pile on the rock while the others watched him. He talked as he worked. "We'll take the meat along the beach. I'll go back to the platform and invite them to a feast. That should give us time." Roger spoke.
"Chief?"
"Huh?"
"How can we make a fire?"
Jack squatted back and frowned at the pig. "We'll raid them and take fire. There must be four of you. Henry and you, Robert and Maurice. We'll put on paint and sneak up. Roger can snatch a branch while I say what I want. The rest of you can get this back to where we were. We'll build the fire there. And after that..."
He paused and stood up, looking at the shadows under the trees. His voice was lower when he spoke again. "But we'll leave part of the kill for..."
He knelt down again and was busy with his knife. The boys crowded round him. He spoke over his shoulder to Roger. "Sharpen a stick at both ends." Presently he stood up, holding the dripping sow's head in his hands.
"Where's that stick?"
"Here."
"Ram one end in the earth. Oh, it's rock. Jam it in that crack. There."
Jack held up the head and jammed the soft throat down on the pointed end of the stick, which pierced through into